Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming back to you live and in person this evening. I had occasion to be unavailable last night, so if you were tuned in, you would have heard a recorded program. I apologize for that. But then again, there may be some people who missed it the first time around. So what a great opportunity to hear it for the first time. Or if it's such a good program, you got to hear it twice. Anyway, I am live and in person here this Thursday night, coming to you from Washington, D.C., headquarters of my favorite, and I hope your favorite, national weekly newspaper, American Free Press. Always remind you to check out the website at AmericanFreePress.net to see the kind of good news and information you can get each week delivered to your mailbox from American Free Press. Was down at the American Free Press office today, ladies and gentlemen. This is the day the paper goes to the printer before it's mailed out to you, the readers, or hopefully to those of you who are readers, and you all should be. And I can tell you there's a lot of good information in the paper this week. Also a very important discussion about the upcoming international conference that's going to be held here in the Washington, D.C. area under the auspices of American Free Press and the Barnes Review. They're finalizing the plans for that right now, and you'll be hearing much more about it from me here as the weeks and months go by. It's going to be on Labor Day weekend here in Washington, as I say, the Washington, D.C. area, with a host of very good speakers covering a wide variety of topics. So, that having been said, ladies and gentlemen, I feel compelled to comment on an item that was in the news. And now, those of you who do not like criticism of Israel, please turn your radio down for a moment or so, because I'm going to say something rather harshly critical of the Prime Minister of Israel. He just addressed members of the press along with the U.S. Congress during his visit here to Washington, and he made this statement, you know, calling essentially for the United States to fight Israel's war against Iran. He said, the Iranian threat is not only a threat to Israel, it is a threat to the stability of the Middle East and the entire world, and it could mark the beginning of a dangerous and irresponsible arms race in the Middle East. That is, if Israel, or if Iran gets nuclear weapons. It would mark the beginning of a dangerous and irresponsible arms race in the Middle East. Well, I'm here to remind Mr. Olmert, the Israeli Prime Minister, and all of his supporters here in America, these very wealthy people that fund AIPAC and the Anti-Defamation League, it was Israel that started the arms race in the Middle East. It's Israel that has a massive nuclear arsenal, one of the largest in the world, I might add. It's Israel that has been secretly and not so secretly been developing nuclear weapons in collaboration, I might add, with communist China. So it's Israel that started this dangerous and irresponsible arms race in the Middle East, folks. I'm a little bit tired of this hypocrisy and these double standards and, well, let's call it what it is, these lies that come out of Israel and from its supporters here in Washington. I understand the members of Congress were just jumping up and down and cheering and screaming, standing ovations for the Israeli Prime Minister when he addressed Congress. They probably don't even give the most popular American president that kind of reception. These people in Congress are bought and paid for, ladies and gentlemen, and the more of them that are sent to jail, the better. The only problem is, in my experience, we see good men like Jim Traficant and get framed and sent to jail, and no one claims any problems with the actions of the Justice Department. Now, folks, more on that when we come back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. Stay tuned for more here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, folks.
Yeah. Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. A very live Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., here on the Republic Broadcasting Network this Thursday evening. Before the break, I was commenting on this outrageous, well, it was a lie, told by the Israeli Prime Minister speaking to members of the press here in Washington, saying that Iranian nuclear arms could mark the beginning of a dangerous and irresponsible arms race in the Middle East, when, of course, it was Israel that touched off this arms race. I went on to add, of course, that they gave the members of Congress just tripped all over themselves trying to see who could clap the loudest and scream the loudest for the Israeli Prime Minister when he spoke in Congress, because, as I said, they are all bought and paid for. And speaking of which, this brings up this matter of congressional corruption. We had the FBI raid Congressman Jefferson's office, Bill Jefferson. I think his name's Bill. Anyway, yeah, Congressman William Jefferson from New Orleans. And now, of course, both the Republican and Democratic leaders in the House are saying that this raid was unconstitutional. The members of Congress have special protections under the Constitution and so forth. Now, yes, this is true. There is this is true, folks. But what is so outrageous in my perception here, and of course this is my perception, my opinion, but all of these members of Congress are, again, tripping over themselves to to suggest that the Justice Department's behavior in the Jefferson case was outrageous. Well, I would say that the same people, those same members of Congress, had nothing to say when Michael Chertoff, who is now Homeland Security Chief, when he was Chief of the Criminal Division of the Justice Department during the Bush administration, he is the one who trumped up criminal charges against both David Duke of Louisiana and Jim Trafficant, the congressman from Ohio. I can understand why the members of Congress might not be ready to criticize the Justice Department in the Duke case. That wouldn't be politically correct. But in the Trafficant case, this is a fellow member of Congress. Well, we know why they had nothing to say in the Trafficant case, because as Mr. Trafficant himself put it, the reason why the Justice Department was going after him was because Trafficant dared to take on the Israeli lobby. It's that simple, folks. Now, you know, I had a caller here the other day say we talk too much about, as he put it, Jews on this program. Well, we're not just talking about Jews here. We're not just talking about Zionists. We are talking about corrupt members of Congress, most of whom who are not Jewish, who allowed Jim Trafficant to be crucified on a cross made of lies. Totally unethical treatment, and now they're all upset about Congressman Bill Jefferson, who stored $90,000. Forgive me, the bribe he accepted was $100,000, but when the FBI raided his home in Louisiana, they could only find $90,000. Got to get these facts straight here, folks. But nonetheless, none of them had anything to say about what was done to Jim Trafficant. And you know, the funny thing is, if this Jack Abramoff case continues any further, it's very, very likely that we're going to see quite a few members of Congress joining Jim Trafficant behind bars. Jim Trafficant shouldn't be there, but he is behind bars. He refuses to accept clemency for the simple reason, that is, he won't accept his term being cut short, because to get his term cut short, he would have to admit that he committed the crimes of which he was convicted, number one, and number two, he would also have to apologize for those crimes of which he would have admitted. Well, Trafficant says, I didn't commit any crimes, and I'm not going to lie and say that I did. That's a gutsy guy. Jim Trafficant's a tough guy. Jim Trafficant's a good man, and he's sitting behind bars thanks to Michael Chertoff, this ugly Zionist creep. This man who broke the law, as head of the Criminal Division of the Justice Department, he broke the law to put Jim Trafficant behind bars. What hypocrisy. Well, that having been said, I'm going to comment on Mr. Eric John Phelps. As you know, I recently debated him on Greg Szymanski's program here on RBN, and I have to say I was very delighted by the reviews of the debate that I have seen. I have to say the ones that have been sent to me, have all been pretty favorable, and they basically said that I won hands down. Now, you know, be that as it may, as I said, the only reason I accepted the challenge to a debate was because if I didn't accept the challenge, then I would have been accused of being afraid to debate. Well, as you know, Mr. Phelps thinks that the Jesuits were behind the sinking of the Titanic. He thinks the Jesuits control the U.S. Federal Reserve System, that the Jesuits were behind the assassination of John F. Kennedy, the first Roman Catholic president in America. He thinks a lot of things. He thinks the Jesuits were behind the attack on the World Trade Center. He thinks that Israel's Mossad is an arm of the Jesuits. Okay, this is what he thinks. This is what he says in his book, Vatican Assassins. Well, I accepted the challenge to debate on the question, really specifically, of the so-called Jesuit orchestration of the John F. Kennedy assassination. Well, needless to say, that was the debate. But Mr. Phelps is apparently rather stung by the widespread perception that yours truly won that debate. And he's issued a very interesting letter that I really just have to... I almost hate to waste the time doing it, but I only do this because I know that there are people out there who take Mr. Phelps very seriously. They consider him a very reliable source. They believe that he's doing good for America by his research. And here's what he says. This is Mr. Phelps. Dear brethren and friends, in reflecting on a debate between Mr. Piper and myself a little over a week ago with Greg Szymanski acting as a referee, I must make the following statements. Number one, Greg Szymanski did a good job in attempting to keep us to the question presented. However, that job is generally not easy. I have no criticism of Greg's oversight. Number two, I ceded Mr. Piper his points that Mossad was involved in JFK assassination after spending a week reading his book, Final Judgment. I confess my error in believing that JFK was on good terms with Israel at the time of his assassination, an error I learned from the Jesuit-trained Irish Roman Catholic pro-labor Zionist John Loftus in his book, The Secret War Against the Jews. Number three, he says, Mr. Phelps again, Mr. Piper, however, did not keep to the question presented and attacked me personally, suggesting that I was an agent of the order, which Greg then questioned him further. This was an ad hominem attack, and as such was a point for me. No, it was not. Now this is me commenting, ladies and gentlemen. I did not make an ad hominem attack on Mr. Phelps. What I said was that Mr. Phelps' book was so rife with easily refutable errors that someone could believe, although I said that I did not believe it myself, I said that someone could believe that the book was, in fact, put up by the Jesuits to disprove that they were involved in the Kennedy assassination, because the book making the thesis is so rife with errors that it is easily refutable. So, you know, facts are facts, ladies and gentlemen. If the book is rife with errors that I could spot, then you know, the point is this, then the book falls. Then the book falls on that alone, because if there are so many errors in a particular area of which I am familiar with, then how many other errors are there in areas that I am not familiar with? Mr. Phelps continues. He says, Mr. Piper said my book was full of mistakes and was not even to be considered as true by any serious researcher. This is a blanket statement and was totally off point. Another ad hominem attack. No, it was not totally off point, ladies and gentlemen. And it was not an ad hominem attack. It was an absolute, determination by me that these errors were so rife and so dangerous that it just destroys the book. He says, Mr. Piper declared that the Jesuits were not at all a serious player in the quest for a new world order, but rather the Zionists, one of them being Jesuit Malachi Martin, as he declared, are the true masters. He says, this, in light of my book and accompanying CD, is a blatant refusal to consider the history of the bloody Jesuit order, expelled by every Roman Catholic country in Europe except Belgium in the 19th century. Well, I didn't say that the Jesuits are not involved in any intrigue. I said that in comparison to the Zionists, they pale in comparison, but in any case... He says, Mr. Piper replied that the sovereign military order of Malta to be no more powerful than a local men's rotary club. This also exhibits a blatant refusal to consider the political history of the Knights of Malta, including men like the German Nazi Franz von Papen, who brought Hitler to power, and pro-Nazi Joseph Kennedy, who brought FDR to power. Well, I did not say that the Order of Malta was no more powerful than the local men's rotary club. I simply made reference to the rotary club in the sense that there are people who are members of the Rotary Club, and they're also maybe members of the Knights of Malta and so forth. So again, Mr. Phelps is twisting things here. Folks, we have a break coming up, and I have to continue this, and we have quite a few callers lined up. Stay tuned, please. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper coming to you back. Coming back to you, from right here in Washington, D.C. I almost feel like I'm wasting your time and mine, but I think it's important, as I say, because of this email that was sent out by Eric John Phelps, who does have a certain following in this country in the Patriot Movement. Anyway, I was continuing, and I'm almost finished here with it. He said, Mr. Phelps in his letter says, Mr. Piper is quite a reader of the Jesuit-authored Vatican House organ, La Civiltà Cattolica. He quotes it all the time in previous writings. Why read Jesuit rhetoric, he asks, when the society has no power? Well, first of all, Mr. Piper doesn't read Italian. La Civiltà Cattolica is published in Italian, ladies and gentlemen. I have never seen that magazine or newspaper. I don't even know if it's a newspaper or a magazine. I've never seen a copy of it, to the best of my knowledge, in my life. The only thing I know about it is I have quoted it. I quoted it one time in a newspaper article and then repeated that quotation in my book, The High Priests of War. One quotation on one topic from that Jesuit magazine or newspaper, and yet Mr. Phelps says I quote it all the time in previous writings. He says, why read Jesuit rhetoric when the society has no power? I never said the Jesuits don't have any power, folks, so why is he saying, suggesting it? You know, this is the kind of stuff we're talking about here. Okay. He concludes. He says, in conclusion, Mr. Piper attacks me personally and covered for the order, which he claims is benign today. He violated the rules of engagement as laid down by the host and proceeded to promote an agenda that, to my benefit, created serious doubts in the minds of neutral listeners concerning his honesty and thus credibility. Says, therefore, I am adding the brilliant but dishonest Michael Collins Piper to my list of Jesuit temporal coadjutors. Coadjutors, big word there. I never heard it in my life. He is a bold-faced liar, and from now on I will refer to him as such without reservation or remorse. Sincerely in faith, Brother Eric. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Yes, I admit it. The Jesuits killed John F. Kennedy. The Jesuits control the Federal Reserve. The Jesuits control Hollywood. Folks. Okay, well, I tell you what. We have 5 callers lined up. And I'm going to take this down to the end of the half hour, but when we come back, I'm going to move our third caller up to first place. He's somebody who I think a lot of you are very familiar with, Alex Jones. We're going to bring Alex up first and let him have his say about what he has to say, and then we'll go on to the other callers. I think the other folks will appreciate why we're bringing Alex Jones up first. He is, again, someone who has a lot of credibility here in the Patriot movement, and I'm going to be anxious to see what he has to say about anything. So we'll talk about that later. Folks, I beg your forgiveness if I bored you with Mr. Phelps' letter, but I thought, again, it was very instructive because, you know, there are a lot of people purveying, stories and information out here, and a lot of it is just not true, and, you know, when I can point out something that's not true, and I know it to not be true, and I can point out errors, I intend to do it. That was the purpose of that debate, and certainly Greg Szymanski handled it very well. I actually found myself getting a little impatient with Mr. Phelps because, I frankly felt that he was going off topic, and you know, frankly, a lot of people said he sounded rather confused by the time it was all over. So, ideally, I'm never going to bring this subject up again. It is really a horrible waste of time, but needless to say, you know, something had to be said, and it's been said. Well, we are moving up close here toward the end of the half hour, and as I say, we're going to be bringing Alex Jones up first. Alex is on another network, but he's very popular with a lot of the listeners here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, so I'll be interested to see what he has to say. I don't hear Alex's program all the time, but one of my colleagues at American Free Press, Steve Lombardo, plays Alex's show quite a bit, and I've had the opportunity to hear some of what he has to say. As I always remind you folks out there, I'm computer ignorant for the most part, and also not very technologically advanced, so I don't even get to listen to my own program here on RBN. I'm lucky to be able to do it, to be able to find a free computer down at the American Free Press office. So like I say, I have a lot of catching up to do in some respects about all this great programming that I'm missing. All right, the break is upon us, folks, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Alex Jones. Stay tuned, plus lots of other callers.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. here on RBNLive.com and on shortwave at 5.050 and in some places at 6.85890 on the single sideband. Okay, folks, we have quite a few callers here, but we're going to bring Alex Jones himself up. That's the Alex Jones. Alex, come on up. How are you doing this evening?
Hey, Mr. Piper. How you doing?
Oh, call me Mike, please. That makes me feel like my grandfather.
Been a few years since I interviewed you on my own little show.
That's, I'd say about 5 years ago, yeah.
And I get to listen to you here in Austin on 100.1. Now, the reason I called in when I first heard your monologue was that I know how to gauge the MO of these people just like you do, and you're there in D.C., and the inside scoop I'm getting from people that have been watching this is that what Israel's doing, we know that the kings of blackmail, is that they're actually using their inside knowledge of Abramoff and a lot of other issues, just like Monica Lewinsky and Clinton. We know they were blackmailing them then. And that all of this is a big blackmail against the Congress to get on board with another staged terror attack, but more importantly with the attack on Iran. When I saw Olmert yesterday before the Congress and today, that got even clearer. We know the FBI prosecutes what they're told to prosecute. I mean, if they wanted to go after corrupt lobbyists, they could do it all day. In fact, you know, congressmen to become committee chairman basically have to take bribes and be corrupt like the mafia, or they don't let them into higher levels. And I just really see Israel becoming preeminent now. I think they've been in a battle with some of the old British money, which I know is the majority owner of this country, for dominance, but I do think they're tighter knit, more hardcore, more focused. And on my own broadcast today, I clearly stepped out and said, I think this is all Israel right now. And from the evidence, I'm sure they're using this as blackmail, as leverage against the Congress to totally submit. You can see it in the arrogance, the swagger. It's like a chihuahua telling a Great Dane what to do. But in the real world, that happens.
Analogy. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We have little chihuahuas telling Great Danes what to do. That's how it really works. And it's happening. And your point about how they have 400 nuclear weapons, and then, oh, Iran's dangerous because they're getting peaceful nuclear systems. It's admitted that Iran, the CIA's own new assessment, came out 6 months ago, is they won't have a nuke for 10 years if they were allowed to go forward. The centrifuges and plants they have get it up to about 7-8%. They need, what, 90-plus percent to even make a primitive A-bomb. And I think the globalists, there's a very good chance they're going to carry out a terrorist attack. And they're going to blame it on Iran, or they're going to attack Iran. Iran's going to fight back, and oh, how dare them fight back. And I think that's their big plan. It's a Ponzi scheme. They're getting so exposed right now with 28% approval ratings that they've got to up this, expand this, or it's over for them. And, of course, Ray McGovern believes that as well. He's been one of the speakers at our big 9/11 conference we're having out in Los Angeles the 24th and 25th. So I just called in to agree with you in your analysis about this and take it one step further and see if you agree with me that we know Israel's the king of blackmail. We know they blackmail Congress and the president all the time. And right now I see their fingerprints all over this with the media and the FBI and all these people to bring pressure on them to push them into doing this.
Oh, I agree with you 100%, Alex, because, you know, this is what it has all come down to, that there is this big push, as you say, going on, and I think they're going to need, there's enough people who are starting to have doubts about the credibility of the Bush administration based on the lies that they told regarding Iraq. So now they're going to need, I hate to use this term, but another Pearl Harbor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what PNAC and others have said. And so now they're in so much trouble, they've got to escalate it to the next level. I think we've been, in the last few months and going in the next few months, in the greatest, most dangerous period in U.S. history, period, right now is so important. And Israel is really trying to flex their muscles right now. They've always been very powerful, always very manipulative. But they're really trying to go for it all right now, and I think that's what's going to bring them down.
I think, well, I'll tell you, that's part of it, too. I sense that there's kind of a desperation there. And when people are cornered like that, they will tend to take even more desperate measures. And I'm scared of what's ahead.
Well, I agree. And especially when they're used to getting their way, when they're accustomed to it. Well, listen, I'm going to let you go.
Alex,
you
I appreciate your phone call, and I know the listeners did too. And just keep it up, Alex.
Let me just add this in closing. There's been a lot of COINTELPRO people trying to stir fights up, trying to get us both to bite on them, and we may have a little bit both, but that individual you talked about earlier has attacked me because I think it's ridiculous that the Jesuits run everything, too. Now, I think Israel's got 10 times the power they do. I just think the British, at least in the past, have had more power than the Israelis. The Israelis may be supplanting that right now, and that's the only area.
You know what I think it comes down to? That's interesting, Alex. Let me comment on that. You know, there's an immense amount of British wealth, and you're absolutely right about that. It's very well entrenched. A lot of it, though, I tell you, a lot of that British wealth is intertwined with the Rothschild Empire.
Oh, I know. They've got about half of it.
Yeah, that's part of that there.
Well, that's since Waterloo, when they staged the stock market crash.
Exactly. Now, you know, the funny thing is, though, the Israeli power is a far more subtle form of power, I think, because we're talking on these levels of things like blackmail and the British wealth tends to be more, I think, on a corporate level, whereas the whereas the Israeli power is more on this subtle level of intrigue and, you know, string pulling behind the scenes.
Oh, I agree with you. Well, yeah. I'm going to let you go, and I want you to have a good one.
All right. Thanks, Alex. Appreciate that. Okay, I'll tell you what. We have a caller calling from right here in D.C. Let's bring Bob up. Let's see what Bob has to say.
Yeah, hi. Michael Collins Piper. How are you?
How are you doing, Bob?
Oh, pretty good. I'm kind of nonplussed by that last caller because I listened to Daryl Bradford Smith today, and he made a lot of sense. And I don't trust Alex Jones as far as I can throw him.
Okay.
But I could be wrong. I'm wrong many times. I just want to say one thing, that the people that are destroying our country and our world are amorphous. They don't. If you see them land on one physical spot, then you know you're wrong. You know that physical spot is wrong because they will move. When Alex Jones brings up Israel, now it makes sense that Israel is the target. Israel is where probably, or I'm probably wrong on this, but where likely the next massive despot tragedy will occur. Despotic tragedy will occur. And it bothers me. One thing I will ask you to do is when you get off this evening, go to IamTheWitness.com and listen to Daryl and Eric's rant.
Okay.
and that's what it is. It doesn't matter if it's right or it's wrong. It is a rant.
Yeah, yeah.
But I honestly think that they're right. You know, when I heard Alex there, it just came right home.
All right. Well, I'm gonna do that with great interest because, I will do that with great interest. And I appreciate you calling, Bob.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling, Bob. Yeah. Okay. Very interesting, folks. Okay. Two interesting calls, I think. One from Alex Jones and one from Bob here in D.C. Let's go to DJ in Illinois, who's been very, very patient.
How are you, Michael?
How are you doing tonight?
Okay, the last two calls and what you were originally talking about is completely different than what I needed to ask you what you'd heard about.
Okay, you can talk about anything you want to talk about, almost anything.
Comment, please. Number one, I appreciate very, very, very much, and so do the people that are Jewish that I know of, that the separation is made between the Zionist criminal element and those people who are of what is called Jewish or Hebrew bloodline.
Right, of course, absolutely.
And just like any criminal cabal.
The best critics of Israel I know all happen to be, some of them are dead now, but let me put it this way. The very best critics of Israel that I have known have been Jews, people of Jewish origin.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pleased to say that all of them have been or are personal friends of mine.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, then you would know.
I have noticed
that too myself.
The late Haviv Sheber was one of the founders of Israel. He was a very good friend of mine. He's been dead quite a few years now. He actually converted to Christianity shortly before his death.
Yes.
Of course, Mark Lane, the author of Rush to Judgment, very, very good friend of mine. Dr. Alfred Lilienthal, another good friend of mine. He's very old now and slowed down considerably. The late Jack Bernstein, another friend of mine, very outspoken critic of Israel, also Jewish. Chuck Fishbein, who worked for the Spotlight newspaper. Yeah, so I'm saying I've known some of the most prominent Jewish critics of Israel, and like I say, they're all friends of mine. So
I'm going to have to go back through the archives so I can get those names and their publications. That would be something very good to check out.
Yeah, they're all good people, yeah.
Anyway, the reason I was calling you to see if you had heard anything about this, have you seen this film that was claimed to be from the Iraqi Veterans Against War?
No, I haven't, no.
The man's first name is supposedly Jesse.
Okay.
I'm wondering what's going on here because there are several things that just don't seem right. I am really wondering if this guy is either somebody who's off the wall trying to get attention, or he could also be a soldier who pretty much lost it. But he could also be a provocateur to discredit the Iraq veterans against the war.
Okay, now I'm a little bit confused. Is this something that you're saying that he has done, he's the one who has done this movie?
Jesse Macbeth, it's a video that was put out yesterday. I did see the video before it was yanked.
Okay.
There were some things about it that bother me. Also, another thing that bothers me is that this guy doesn't seem to be anywhere to be found.
So maybe he's keeping a low profile.
If he is legit, then he could be in great harm's way. If he is not legit, he needs to be located to be properly brought up on whatever investigation and charges, because he is besmirching the military people.
I'll have to check this video out. I'm kind of at a loss to comment on it one way or the other without having seen it.
I don't know where to find it anymore.
Interesting.
It wasn't a download, so I don't have it.
Okay.
I wish I did.
But, yeah, this sounds
very uncomfortable to watch. He was claiming whomever this Jesse Macbeth is, whatever capacity he was or is in, he was claiming to have been a ranger. And there are other sites, military sites here and there. Oh, dear. So many I can't quite, I actually don't have them up right now, that were saying that he didn't have the right uniform, that things didn't jive. So, in other words, they're saying that he never existed as a soldier.
Oh, okay, well, you know, that wouldn't be the first time such a thing has happened. I mean, there's even, we've had members of Congress claiming certain military records that turned out not to be true over the years. And so,
yeah. Oh,
you know,
that
wouldn't surprise me in the least. So.
You mean
well,
like
listen,
McCain?
DJ, I have to move on, but I do appreciate your call, and I'll check out that matter, this Macbeth, and see what I can find out about it. All right. Okay, let's go to Tom from Arizona. He's a first-time caller. Or maybe it's Arkansas.
Hi, Michael. Tom in Arkansas.
Oh, it's Tom in Arkansas. Okay.
Yeah. I've talked to other people on the network there and spoke with John Kaminsky, my buddy, last night about this Jewish issue. I'm concerned when I hear that they're tagging journalists' phones and, you know, more and more intrusion in terms of our freedom of speech. So I have to say I'm very proud of what you do there at the network. And I was glad to hear Alex Jones' voice pipe in there for a minute. I wanted to answer to the first caller, though. He said he didn't trust Alex. And I lived in Austin several years ago, and I think Alex and I don't see eye to eye, but I would say to that caller that I trust him very much because of his long-term, near-lifetime commitment to public radio and public television.
So he does a lot of good work. He does a lot of good work.
And we noticed that he's got this convention in Los Angeles for the 9/11 Truth Movement. And I'm real involved with the 9/11 group as well. So I'm hopeful that we can see some more activity in L.A. because it seems with Hollywood so closed-mouthed, there's such a giant gap between the reality that I think you and I see in the world today and the superficial one that people, around me at least, I mean, I'm just, it's amazing. Today, driving around, I just thought, do these people understand how tentative, how close we are to yet another 9/11 as a distraction, you know? And
oh, I think that's a real, you know, among informed people, that's a very real concern. And, period.
Yeah. 80% of the people I've worked for over my 30-year career as a photographer have been Jewish folks, and I love them all dearly. I would say there wasn't a malicious character in the bunch. So when we single out Israel, I think we are talking about the M16 Mossad or the British connections and so on. So no one would ever confuse me for having anti-Semitism, and yet I do believe that this topic needs to be front and center.
Right. You know, this is the thing. You know, I said on this show one night, you know, they're broadening the definition of anti-Semitism to include to say that people who are critics of Israel are anti-Semitic. So now I say, okay, well, if that's the definition of anti-Semitism, then I am an anti-Semite. I mean, you know, if that's what they've determined this definition to be. But, you know, as I say, some of the best and most articulate critics of what I consider to be a gangster state, namely Israel, happen to be Jewish. In fact, and bear in mind, too, this term Zionist, a lot of people use the term Jew and the term Zionist interchangeably.
Exactly.
It's just not correct. It's just the way it is.
No,
all right, well, we have a break coming up here, but I appreciate your call, Tom. I hope you'll call again.
You bet you might.
All right. Stay tuned. Excuse me. Stay tuned, folks. A fading Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington for a final few minutes, and we'll try to grab up these other callers. Stay tuned, folks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This has been a very interesting show, I think, thanks to the callers, included Alex Jones here. We had a new caller here tonight. I'm always pleased when there's a new caller. Actually, a couple new callers here tonight. Now we have two more left, and I hope we can squeeze both of them in. So let's bring Roger up and see what Roger has to say, calling from Pennsylvania.
Thanks, Michael. Yeah, that the Phelps interview, I caught perhaps almost every syllable of that, and that putative ad hominem, which he alleges, never happened.
All right, I appreciate that. Thank you.
And I back you up on a couple other facts there. A couple of the others escaped me. But now as the conversation happened, you were both vigorous in your taking your sides, but relatively amiable. So it kind of has a two-faced quality when he doesn't say something he's willing to say on the show at the time, but only afterwards, that he all of a sudden finds you only in retrospect a liar.
you're right.
And now this is a different Phelps, presumably, from the one of God Hates Fags fame, right?
Although I don't know if they're related. I don't think they are, but it's a different one, yeah.
Yeah, okay, I didn't think it was the same. And, I had an altogether different take from that of yours and Phelps. It's actually sort of an integrating one, which I tried to call in, but that didn't happen. Anyway, and as to trafficking, of course, the charges were of such high quality as trafficking saying, you bring the beer and I'll supply the gas for the boat, and that brain-dead jury who found him guilty of such qualitatively sound charges and even no fly off the handle guy as John McLaughlin of McLaughlin Group asserted, I think trafficking was framed, and of course that cowardly Congress was complicit in the congressional follow-up or lack of it thereof.
Oh yeah, they've had absolutely nothing to do. Yeah.
Well, even presumably as a Democrat, even though I don't know, but I expect that trafficking voted to keep the socialist gravy flowing. Nevertheless, his occasional forays into the truth were reason enough that he had to go just the same, right?
Oh yeah, it was a ritual sacrifice, and I mentioned on the show one time that a friend of mine who's a waitress in a restaurant here on Capitol Hill who knew trafficking, she said that when the members of Congress and the staff were coming in after that after the expulsion of trafficking from the House of Representatives, they were almost celebratory.
Yeah.
And she was shocked by it. And she was a foreigner, you know what I mean? And she knew trafficking personally. And when I described to her, and he himself told her stories about what they were doing to him and how he was being framed,
she said,
I came to America to get away from these things.
Yeah,
you know?
It's just too much of an embarrassment if you have somebody like a Ron Paul or a trafficking. You can't have even one member that has that's a truth seeker, you know. It's too much of a contrast.
Well, that's the case. Roger, and I hear that music coming up. I appreciate your call. I'm going to issue an apology to Edward from Ohio who waited patiently, but we couldn't bring him up tonight. Well, God willing, folks, I will be here live and in person tomorrow night, so stay tuned. And keep listening to RBN for the rest of this good evening ahead, because I know there's a lot of good programming coming up. This is Michael Collins Piper signing off for the evening. Have a good evening, folks.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the